Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello and welcome to today's inspiration. How are you? I am Lisa Berry, and I'm so grateful you're joining me for some perspective and some love and a few laughs. And of course, inspiration, because the show is called Today's Inspiration. Who couldn't use a little inspiration or information and how we can add a bit more joy to the journey as we make our way in life? It's not easy, I know that, but I'm here for you, and I'm so glad you're listening, and hopefully I can uplift you. Let's all, it's like a breathing exercise, it's a warm-up exercise. Let's just uplift ourselves off the planet by a few inches or a few feet and be above all the drama and the anger and the angst, and let's just breathe and love and be together. Do I sound like a hippie? I think that's what people thought hippies were back in the 60s, and it's coming back. The world of positive psychology is opening up. There's more and more research being done on it. About, we're going to talk a little bit later in the show about how being positive can affect your health. It can make you feel better. It can make you feel younger. You can actually physically feel better by embracing a more positive attitude. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. We're going to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, 646-378-0378. That's why I do the show live. Of course, you may be listening at your convenience at any time at bodymindspiritradio.com. That is the future of radio. In fact, I just read an article, very interesting, about where we're going in our radio listening habits. And you're doing it. If you're listening online right now, this is where the future of radio is. I've been a commercial broadcaster for a long time. I still love radio, any kind of radio. I love to connect with you. I'm glad you're listening. I want to be here for you. That's my dharma. That's my calling. I have a lot of love to give in a sometimes not so loving world. But I'm here, and you're here, and we're connecting and exchanging some good vibes. Again, there's my hippie talk. Sorry, that's just who I am. I'm not a hippie. I'm a human being just like you. I'm a mom, I'm a worker, I'm a sister, I'm a friend. I got to clean my house and clean my toilets just like you do. But I just want to be about love, and I just want to make the day better for you, because I know life is tough, and believe me, I've been through it, you've been through it. It's not easy for anybody, but I want to here to help to put you on the path to positivity and help direct you in a better way so we can feel better about life and enjoy the journey. Put you on the path to positivity. So thanks for listening, and that's what we're going to do. You know, I've been up and I've been down, and after all I've been through, I know how I want to live, and I want to share that experience with you in hopes that you will learn from me, live a better life, be more emotionally balanced. Don't you want to feel emotionally balanced? Feel happiness and have a life of love and joy. What other way is there to live? I mean, you can be mad and sad and angry, and there's lots to be mad, sad, and angry about, but let it go. Because really, you choose how to feel. You choose how to react to every single situation. You choose what to say. You choose who to be with. It is all your choice. Unless you're in prison, and then you made some bad choices, and you can choose to get out of there. Sometimes people put themselves in their own personal prison, and I want to fly free. Life is, we're here. We made it. We're born. We're all miracles. We're made of stardust, and I want to enjoy the journey. I want to look for the good. I feel now that I'm fully connected to what happens every day, and I choose to feel that because it really is a choice. You choose your reaction to every experience. I was looking at something this morning, and I thought, oh, that makes me mad. I thought, no, it doesn't. It doesn't have to. Doesn't have to make me mad. I can just let it go. What really matters? What really matters is that you have good health and a house over your head and a good attitude. What really matters is all going on inside your head, and you have a choice. Do you want to be happy or sad? Peaceful or mad? We're only here for a limited amount of time, and none of us knows when that time is up. Life can change in an instant. So why not make it a positive, happy experience? Why not reach for the stars? Do what makes you happy. Be a person who contributes to the planet and the lives of others. Because it's really not about what's in it for me. It's what I can do for someone else. That gives your life a whole new meaning. And it takes the focus on yourself and your own ego and your own problems. When you are here thinking, what can I do for others? I love living my life that way. I love, you know, cooking up dinners. Last week it was a busy week, cooking up dinners and tipping busboys and doing whatever I could to bring a little joy into somebody else's life. And it doesn't take much. A little joy. All you need is a little joy. A little something, something. We're just really only small specks in the universe, and yet we get so caught up in the everyday dramas of our lives. But really, if you're alive and awake, then life is good. Let me say that again. You're awake. You woke up this morning. You're alive. Life is good. If you or a loved one are not battling a major health crisis, then life is good. You're here, you're gone. Don't you want to make a difference? I saw the movie Birdman this week. Wow, that was an intense movie. Michael Keaton definitely deserves an Oscar. He was so fantastic in that movie. And it's. I read a review and it said, if you're looking for a lighthearted movie, this is not the one. And that's usually what I go to, because somebody needs to explain to me why people like to be scared. Life is scary enough. So it's personal choice, no judging, just loving. But I usually go to the more lighthearted chick flicks. But I went to see Birdman, and it was an amazing movie. But there was one key line in the movie, and I think it summarizes everything that I'm trying to say to you here. And it was Michael Keaton, well, obviously in real life, had played Batman before. And this is a movie about, I'm not giving anything away, about an actor who was a big movie star. He starred in Birdman, and now he's trying to make it on Broadway, and everyone's just trying to tell me he's just a celebrity. And there's one scene when his daughter says to him, "You just want to know you matter." And I thought, that's it. Doesn't everyone just want to know that they matter? Doesn't everyone want to know that they made a difference, or that they're special? The best gifts you can give to someone is time and attention and appreciation and acceptance, and of course, a little affection, throw a hug in there. And everyone just wants to know that they matter. Everyone just wants to be listened to. When you talk to someone, be aware. Are you really listening and responding, or are you just waiting for them to be done so you can say what you are intending to say next? So there's been a lot of talk lately about the dash. Have you ever heard this poem by Linda Ellis? It's called The Dash. And I think there's a new growing trend of websites and information. It's all about the dash. And do you know what I mean? When you pass away and you have a tombstone, and they give the year you were born and the year you passed away, and separated by a dash. So what's really important is what goes on in that dash. So I'm going to read you the poem, copyrighted in 1996 by Linda Ellis. The dash. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of birth and spoke the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. For that dash represents all the time that they spent alive on earth, and now only those who love them know what that line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live in love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that still can't be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real, and always try to understand the way other people feel. And be less quick to anger and show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like that we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that the special dash might only last a while. So when your eulogy is read with your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash? So something to think about. That's kind of what I'm trying to talk to you about, is having that perspective. And I feel so tuned into it now. I mean, when I was younger, you know, I had a coffee mug that I loved. Don't let the turkeys get you down. And there's all sorts of sayings on everything from shoelaces to posters. And they're there. And you can get a pillow with love on it. And everybody knows love is the most important thing, don't you? Don't you know that love? I'm here to tell you. If you hear nothing else that I say or believe anything else that I say, love is the most important thing. That's that. I'm not trying to be pompous about it. It's the truth. Love is the truth. So I have connected to all those things, and I feel like my many years in radio have allowed me to communicate that to you in this space on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. Space to be in to improve your life and look at your life, and I want to share those thoughts with you. I want to find a way to communicate it to you so you get it like I do. And it's not, I'm not saying be like me. We're all unique individuals. I'm saying just make something of your dash. Take the time to really think about that. Take stock of all the goodness in your life. And most important, have gratitude, love and gratitude. You are blessed to even be alive. And don't take that or anyone in your life for granted. That just makes me sad that people take each other for granted so much. I see it even in, I've talked about this before, you get a new, you really want that new sweater, and you know that sweater is going to change your life, and it's life will be good, and you'll feel good about yourself. And then you get the sweater, and yeah, at first it's pretty cool. Look at me in my new sweater. I'm warm, and I'm cool, and I've got a new, then a couple weeks later, you take the sweater off and throw it on the floor, and you notice it's not as exciting as it was at first. I think that's just human nature. That is one of the battles we all fight, human nature, taking things and especially people for granted. You're married for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and you forget it. You know, you barely talk to each other. I wish I had it with me right now. Let me grab it. Somebody posted a picture on Facebook yesterday. It was pretty funny about being married. I'm going to find this. Give me 1 second. Little cartoon. It says, marriage is all about spending the rest of your life with someone you want to strangle and not doing it because you'd miss them. So every day, wake up and remember why you married that person in the first place. Why did you buy that sweater in the first place? Why did you have those kids in the first place? Because you wanted to love them and you wanted to be happy with them. And it takes some effort. I don't want to say effort, but it takes some thought. It takes some mindfulness every day to remember why you married that person, or remember why you had that baby, or remember why you bought that purse, because it was special, and it should always be special. Nothing should lose its specialness. You got to make it special every day. It's just about being aware, being self-aware, being aware about life. I'm wondering, are people? Because the way some people act, the way it happens when you go out in public, it makes me think they're not. It makes me think that people are just in it to win it. And believe me, life is not a competition. One of my favorite phrases is that envy will suck the life out of you. It is not, life is not a competition. Unless you're in the Olympics or playing a football game, then yeah, technically you are in a competition at that point. And I guess how you perform and what you achieve matters. But the most important thing to achieve is self-love. And to know that you matter, that you are important, and you are here for a reason. You're a complicated, I don't want to say mess, a complicated process of life and cells and tissues and bones and hearts and organs and only one heart, hopefully. I got a big one, but heart. And it's all put together. It's such a miracle how it all works. And if you're not feeling so good, that, you know, that is unfortunately. And hopefully you can have a good doctor and you can get it figured out. But whatever you do, thinking positive and loving yourself, it's going to make a difference. And that's what I'm here. I want to make a difference. Not about me. It's not about me. I matter to myself. I get it. I know what's important. I want to, and it's not that I want to, it's not like, I don't have an ego. I'm not an ego person. I want to make a difference to you. I want you to know that you matter. And I want you to look at life just a little bit different and know that how special every day is and every person, and you're here for a reason, and the people you meet are for a reason, and to be aware of that and have gratitude and don't take anything or anyone for granted, because in case it hasn't happened to you yet, life can change in an instant. It's happened to me many times, the health crisis of loved ones and everything that I've been through. And you know, I was thinking about reincarnation, and I don't know if you believe in heaven or hell or reincarnation, that we all come back, and, you know, it's all your personal belief, and you know, bless you and good for you and whatever you choose to believe what happens after we leave this planet. But I think sometimes about coming back, and I think, I had such a horrible childhood. I don't want to come back. I don't want to live a childhood again. Mine was bad, and reincarnation, I don't know. I want to come back more fully aware as a human being because of what I know. But because my childhood was so painful, I don't want to do that again. Maybe it would be better the next time if that's what you believe. But it's just about being aware of who you are, what you're worth, how you feel, how you act, and what you say to make sure you're making the most of every moment. Why not? Why waste it? It's such a gift. And that's a friend of mine gave me a cute plaque that I have right here today as a gift. That's why they call it the present, which sounds so cute and nice. But do you really think about it? Because it is. Today is a gift. You are a gift. And you need to love yourself and care about yourself. And if you want to call and chat live now, 646-378-0378. Or if you want to email me, and I'd be happy to email you back, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. And I'm happy to do what I can to help your perspective and help you live a happy life. I'm big on the Dalai Lama. Do you know who the Dalai Lama is? And he, I guess there's some political ramifications going on with him right now, but the things he puts out there are pretty basic, but they're really important. And he says that the more we care for the happiness of others, the greater our own sense of well-being becomes. And it's true. It takes the spotlight off your own situation. Put it on somebody else, and what can you do to make their life better? Another quote from the Dalai Lama, if you make others happy, you'll be happy. If you make others unhappy, you'll be miserable. To which I say, why would you want to be miserable? Why do people want to have negative emotions? I mean, I know sometimes things happen and you have to deal with it, and you don't want to feel grief, or you don't want to feel poor, or you don't want to feel fat, or you don't want to be sad. And there is a process to all of that, but hopefully you'll get through it and past it and above it. Why be miserable, but get through it, get past it, and get above it? I don't know. I just have this thing lately about being just 6 inches off the planet, so I'm not getting caught up in all the drama and everything else. I'm 6 inches off the planet, and I'm not above anybody else because, as I said, it's not a competition. Envy will suck the life out of you, but I'm above the baloney. That's putting it nicely. And another quote from the Dalai Lama, affection, a sense of community, and a sense of concern for others are not some kind of luxury. They're about the survival of humanity. Affection, a sense of community, and a sense of concern for others are what we need to have the survival of humanity. Then I came across this Dalai Lama Day on today's inspiration. I found something that he wrote, the 18 Rules for Living. So I thought we could go over those. He's a peaceful man who thinks we should think of others, and of course we should. So number one, take into account that great love and great achievements involve great risk. Are you willing to take the risk? Are you willing to put yourself out there? So many people, nobody likes rejection, but hello, raising my hand. I do not like to be told no. Nobody likes to be told no. Nobody likes to be rejected. Nobody likes to be told that they bring no value to the table. But you got to keep trying. You got to suck it up and keep taking the risks that you need. Number two, when you lose, don't lose the lesson. I love that one. Because I think back now, my whole life has been a big lesson. Sometimes not a happy, pleasant lesson. But I'm sitting here today feeling above and better than all the stuff that's happened in my life because I've learned the lesson. I've learned that my lesson is life is short. It can change in an instant. Why not be happy? That's the lesson. I feel like I'm yelling at you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to yell at you, but life is short. Things can change in an instant. So why not be happy? Do you want to be happy? Some people are more comfortable in, They can't feel anything, so they'd rather feel pain than nothing. So I choose happiness, and hopefully you will too. Follow the three R's, respect for self, respect for others, and responsibility for all your actions. These are the choices you are making, and you have to own it. You have to be responsible for it. Remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck. Now, that is a tough one, but I am here to tell you it is true. Some things have happened in my life, and I didn't get what I wanted, and it wasn't where I thought I should be, but when I look back now and the new opportunities that I have, it all worked out for my greater good. So you got to look at it that way. Learn the rules so you know how to break them properly. That's from the Dalai Lama. That's interesting. Don't let a little dispute injure a great friendship. That's a good one. Let it go. When you realize you made a mistake, take immediate steps to correct it. So that I've been getting the message a lot lately about, if you have something you need to do, do it. Don't put it off. Get it taken care of because you'll be glad you did. Spend some time alone every day. That's a good one because you do need some quiet time. You do need to quiet your inner voice and you need to quiet the outer turmoil. And it's good to spend some time alone every day. Hopefully meditating. Meditating, seriously, if that concerns you, email me, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. I will hook you up with some meditation, people, and it will change your life. And I can't recommend it enough. And it's just about being quiet. It's about quieting your mind. My favorite meditation teacher, who I talk about every week and who is going to be a guest on the show soon, right, David G., tweeted something the other day. He said, if praying is talking to God, then meditation is listening to the answer. I loved that. I thought that was so perfect. Once you quiet the outer noise and all the conversations going on in your head and just listen, you will be amazed at what messages you will get. You will be amazed at what you learn about yourself. And these are things that will just help you live a calmer, more well-balanced, happier life. Isn't that what you want? Don't you want to feel that way? All right, back to the Dalai Lama. Live a good, honorable life. Then when you get older and think back, you'll be able to enjoy it a second time. I love that. I think that's funny because you're not supposed to live in the past. And that's something I struggle with because my kids are older and my situations have changed. And I think, oh, you know, and I've never taken any moment for granted. So when I was in the moment, I was very, very aware of it and enjoying it. But sometimes I look back and think, should have enjoyed it more, especially when my kids were little. If you have little kids and you think, I'll never get to go to the bathroom by myself again, you will. It goes by fast. It really does. And I know everyone says that, but it does. And you will have your life back. So enjoy it while you can. This is my all-time favorite rule from the Dalai Lama out of the 18, number 12. A loving atmosphere in your home is the foundation for your life. A loving atmosphere in your home is the foundation for your life. A loving atmosphere in your home, in your car, anywhere you want to be, it's all about having a loving atmosphere. It's about being accepting and pleasant and loving. And if you're not in that situation, then you need to start thinking about getting yourself out of that situation. Don't surround yourself with toxic people. They will suck the life out of you. And I know that's easier said than done. It takes a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of thinking and a lot of what ramifications will that have on the people around me. But think about it. In disagreements with loved ones, deal only with the current situation. Don't bring up the past. That's like marriage counseling 101. When people fight, they're really not even fighting about what they think they're fighting about. They're fighting about something else that happened. And that may happen with siblings or friends or whatever, but just if you're having a disagreement, make sure it's about what you're saying it's about, unless there's something else you want to bring up or talk about. Share your knowledge. It's a way to achieve immortality. I'm sharing my knowledge. This is my dash. Whether I'm immortal or not, my kids will care about me, and that's the most important thing to me. Be gentle with the earth. Once a year, go someplace you've never been before. That's kind of cool. Open up your horizons. I tend to like to go back to the same places because I enjoy them so much and I have great history there, but it's also good to go to new places because you only have so long to travel this earth. So try to expand your horizons, literally and figuratively. Remember that the best relationship is one in which your love for each other exceeds your need for each other. Now, that is interesting. I think that's that unconditional thing. Unconditional love is about love. It's not about need. I don't need anything from you. I don't want anything from you. I just want to love you. And hopefully you just want to love me. So remember, the best relationship is one in which your love for each other exceeds your need for each other. Think about that. And the last one from the Dalai Lama is judge your success by what you had to give up in order to get it. I'm not about giving up things. I don't know if I like that one. Judge your success by what you had to give up in order to get it. I mean, I guess there's some sacrifice, and sacrifice is important. In my commercial radio career, I always worked early mornings, and I gave up being there for my kids in the morning. I don't know if I like that. You know, you only have so many mornings and moments with your kids, and I had a wonderful radio gig, but I gave that up. So I don't know. Was it worth it? I guess. I tried to tell myself that it was because there's no use in going back to the past. There's no use in, unless you want to relive the good parts, as the Dalai Lama said, it's, regret is not somewhere I want to go. I'm getting a lot of messages this week. The Deepak Chopra is having a online meditation series. They will email you a meditation every day, and it's all about the law of attraction and the law of attention. And it's really been mind-opening for me because basically you create your own reality based on what you choose to give your attention to. Does that resonate with you? Do you get what I'm saying when I say that? You create your own reality. Man, I can't talk today. Based on what you choose to give your attention to. So who you surround yourself with, what you surround yourself with, what you focus on, where you go, what you read, what music you listen to, the people you associate with, you are creating your own world. You are. Because that's what you're giving your attention to. And if there's something you don't like, then don't pay attention to it. Let it go. My inner message this week to myself has been go with the flow. Just go with the flow. I've had some challenging situations, and I've got some more coming up. And instead of fretting about them and dreading them, no fret, no dread. I'm going to write that one down. No dread, no fret. Don't dread or fret. I like to look at them as an adventure. It really makes a difference. Last week, I had to work early morning, which meant getting up at 2:33 a.m., and I was not looking forward to that, but I thought it's an adventure. And that was such a cool way to approach it. It's a cool way to, I mean, if you're having surgery, it's probably going to be an adventure. But hopefully, you're going to be better for it to look at the outcome. But really, think about it. I love fresh flowers, so I like to surround myself with fresh flowers. And I like Lake Michigan, and I like to go there as often as possible. And I like rocks because everyone is unique and different and special, and they have such history to them. Pick up a rock on a beach. I'm in Michigan, and the Petoskey Stone is our state stone, and I'm obsessed with Petoskey Stones. They're strong, and they're solid, and they've been around forever, and you can get them all polished up, and you can get jewelry. I have a Petoskey Stone clock and a heart-shaped necklace, and I just love Petoskey Stones because I'm from Michigan, and they're all unique, and they have such history to them, and you can hold them in your hand. You can hold history in your hand and focus on that. Focus on fresh flowers. Focus on a hot cup of tea. Focus on a yummy chocolate peanut butter cookie if that's what you need to get through. Not doctor recommended, but Lisa recommended. Focus on meeting someone and getting a big hello hug, or focus on holding a newborn baby, or focus on supporting someone who just lost a loved one. Make a meal for someone who just had surgery. These are all your choices. You create your own reality. You create your own life by what you pay attention to. We are shaped by our thoughts, and we become what we think. Do you hear that? Does that mean something to you? I'm wondering. We are shaped by our thoughts, and we become what we think. And again, you control what you think about. If you want to wake up in the morning and feel dread and fear and, I got to get up and go to work. Hey, you're lucky you got a job, first of all. First of all, you're lucky you woke up. I mean, I'm not shoving this down your throat. It's just a perspective. It's just a way to look at things. It's just a way to think about things, and that's such a powerful tool. You're shaped by your thoughts, and you become what you think. So if you think, I'm a loser, nobody loves me, well, then that's how you're going to put yourself out there, and that's how people are going to perceive you. But if you think, I'm happy to be alive, I'm grateful for whatever I have, a house over my head, health insurance, good friends, a good boss, great kids, a beautiful day, sunshine, or maybe you like it cloudy. I have a friend, we joke all the time, he does not like to squint in the sunshine, and I do not like to sit around on a cloudy, dreary day. So we'll text each other all the time, and I'll say, beautiful sunny day, and he'll say, or it's a nice squinty day. It's all perspective. It's all what makes you happy, but you got to know what makes you happy, and that's where meditation comes in. Quiet the noise, find out what makes you happy, and then think about the things and surround yourself with the things or the people or the moment or the reflection or the books or the music or whatever makes you happy. Because why wouldn't you? That's what we're here for. We're not here to suffer. We're not here to be miserable. We're here to enjoy life, aren't we? Why would you not want, I mean, yeah, you got to work and you got to make money and you got to pay the bills and you got to take care of the kids. If that's how you look at it, then that's what you got to do. Or you can say, yay, I have a job. I'm so lucky. I get to make money, yay, and I get to be with my family, and I get to take care of others, because that is what life is really about, taking care of others and helping others. So you are what you think you are. Some people are fueled by negative energy rather than go with the flow of love. Go with the flow of love. I use every less than pleasant encounter I have with others as a learning tool, as a stepping stone to live a better, balanced life. I do the work to let go of the negative energy, growing in my knowledge that this is not the place where I want to live my life. You control your own thoughts. Don't let others spew their negativity on you. That's why it's so important to know who you are and love yourself so you can stand strong in the face of adversity. And when you're surrounded by negativity, just smile to yourself, take a deep breath, and tell yourself, everything is okay right now, and all there is right now. That was from my buddy Rudy Tanzi, a Harvard brain researcher who wrote a book called Super Brain with Deepak Chopra. It's such a powerful thought and so helpful. Just breathe, tell yourself, everything's okay right now, and all there is right now. Really, it is true. Not only will thinking positive help you feel better, it will add more joy to your journey. So I'm keeping the show shorter because who has an hour? I don't have a guest, so I just kind of want to wrap it up today, right now. I would love to hear from you, Lisa Love Barry, Barry, @gmail.com. I can speak to your group or at your function. I love to travel. I'll go anywhere around the world if you want me to, because it really boils down to happy is healthy. You want to have a good emotional health base, and you have to have good perspective. Having a healthy attitude and looking for the best in others in every situation adds to your emotional health. And as I said, happy is healthy, and that is what we're all looking for and hoping for. So I appreciate you listening. Again, Lisa Love Barry, Barry, @gmail.com if you want to email me. And I look forward to connecting with you next time.